Welcome to Scars to Stars, where conversations and personal stories let us know we are not alone. In this show, you will meet authors and speakers from our books and events as they share vulnerable personal stories to spread hope and inspire you through adversities in your own life. The world is a difficult place. You will find like-minded people here with kind hearts and supportive souls. I am your host, Dina Brown Mitchell. I am a suicide survivor and the founder of the Realize Foundation. I am so glad you are here. Let's dig into this meaningful conversation. Hi, everybody. It's Dina at the Realize Foundation, and we are here with Amy today. Amy was an author in book 3. For Scars to Stars. And again, you can find it on Amazon or Kindle, and you can find it barnesandnoble.com and many other places. But her story was about her own suicide attempt and how our suicidal thoughts and ideation and how she overcame that. But today I want to talk to her about what she's doing now and what she's been doing since the book came out. So welcome, Amy. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Dina. It's so fun to be here. And it's fun to just be part of a community of people who are survivors and thrivers, you know, and movers and shakers, really, paving a path for other people to have the courage, you know, to share their own story and take brave steps toward mental health and to know that there are things you can do to change your life. Like, you don't have to live in the same. Your current reality does not have to be your future reality. And so I think I love that most about Scars to Stars and the impact that it's making through. I mean, how many authors have you had in 3 books?
We've had 54 chapters. And there are a handful of people who've written in either 2 or 3 books.
So 50 or so, you know, people sharing their story. And I think that is amazing, you know, because I don't personally know of really any other platforms that are gathering a community of people to share their story and inspire others to take brave steps forward. So I think that's amazing, Dina. So thank you for being brave and courageous enough to start the Realize Foundation and to work so hard to get the message out, because it's hard in this modern world where, you know, at our fingertips, we have access to a global world of knowledge.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think there are a few other organizations that talk about people telling their stories, but they're very different than what we're doing. And I think what's unique about us is the process we go through with the authors to write their story. And it's really about doing it as a group and together in a community. It's not about, hey, go write your story and turn it in and we'll publish it for you. It's really about the community around that and how the relationships we build through that process. And also that we have a professional editor, publisher, and book coach that helps you understand the whole process and what is going to be the best outcome for you and how you're going to use your chapter in the future, because at the end, you get a PDF of the book with just your chapter that you can do anything you want with. So some people use it for their business. Some people use it just as maybe a lead magnet that people can read their story, or it could just be something you share with people you think need it, you know? And the amount of feedback we've gotten from people who have picked up one of our books is incredible. And how it has changed lives. Because really the basic reason we're doing this is so people know they're not alone and that there is hope in whatever situation they're dealing with. And so that's what's so important to me, is like, if we can talk about all these life challenges that get people to the place of suicidal ideation and how we can help them before they get there. And that's really the purpose of everything we do. And so, Amy, I'm really happy that you shared your story. And I know how much God has played a role in your journey. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're using that to help others in different ways other than Scars to Stars. And I just want to give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I will say I had several people buy the book through me, you know, and I am sure several others that I know from posting bought the book on Amazon or somewhere else. But one of my friends, senior, you know, and within an assisted living type situation, our community care center place. And so anyhow, she bought it. She goes, I'm putting this in the library, you know, of the facility where she was at. And I thought, that's so amazing that after she read it, she wanted to share it, you know, make it accessible to other people, even in their old age, that might still, you know, get an opportunity to find hope, you know, and live different. And I just think that was powerful, because it doesn't matter if you're a teenager, middle-aged, or senior citizen, everyone is impacted in some way by negative mental health pain or trauma, you know, and if you can find a connection with someone who overcame something similar to you, it gives you hope at any age to make a change. And so I use my chapter as a lead magnet into something that I'm building called House of Joy. And it's really a leadership development academy. And I thought it would just be a simple membership, build a community. But no, the passion of my heart is to help people be leaders in their own lives. And overcoming trauma from your past is a major catalyst to being an effective leader in your own life. You know, because we all lead someone. We have kids, family, friends, communities. And you lead someone, whether you realize it or not. You know, I can connect with someone in the grocery store, total stranger, and I could lead them by planting hope, you know. And so really, I think the passion of what's coming out of my life is that sharing my story, but also empowering and equipping others. And I do that through a series of things. So I teach people how to have a devotional relationship with Jesus. And then I also help people get inner healing, you know, and working on that ministry context with them to help them go to the roots of their pain and be healed, you know, by the perspective of Jesus and his truth and what he has to say about his love for us and who we are. And then also through other things, other means, you know, and the membership side is being built out right now. I hope to launch it by fall. We'll see, because I want to get some other pieces of the structure in place, but it's coming along and I'm getting more and more clarity the more and more that I share and talk to people about it. But even this week, like I lead, I'm co-leading a women's Bible study right now. And the theme is on rejection, you know, so the title of the book is Leap into Love by Havila Cunnington. And it's really good, but it's targeting just the ways that we experience rejection from others and really primarily from ourselves. You know, when we reject ourselves, how limiting that is to our own lives. And I shared a piece of my story in from what I wrote in your book when I was suicidal that night and how God showed up for me. And it was interesting because then in the discussion afterwards, a lady shared that she's no longer cutting herself, you know, and she still struggles with suicidal thoughts and ways that she would go about that. But hearing my story helped her be brave enough to say that she's struggling and to reach out for help. And so even just 2 days ago, you know, the fact that I am willing and comfortable to share. And I think that's really the call to anyone watching that has a story. If you will be brave enough to share your story through any means, you know, but writing it out in Scars to Stars would be awesome because of the support that you're going to get from Dina and from their editor and from the community of authors. It's a beautiful experience and a way for you to get the encouragement you need to tell your story, especially if you've never told it before. I think that's the biggest thing for Scars to Stars, because I have a friend, another author in the group. It was her first time writing in a piece of her story in a public way. And it was really powerful for her. And so I know that if that's you and you're listening to this and you come across this, check it out, you know, be willing to say, maybe sharing my story is another piece of my own healing. And it's an opportunity to connect, you know, with people who need to hear your perspective and how you overcame, you know. And so, yeah, Dina, I don't know what else you might want me to share, but I have lots of ways I connect with the heart of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And the time you want to take.
That's
we could change the day.
I know. The two of us could talk all day for sure. Well, no, I think what you said was beautiful. And I think it's true. People always, and I say this probably on every video we make, but people say, you know, I'm going to write my story to help others. And they don't realize the impact it's going to have on them. And especially with the community and the support they get through this process. So thanks for bringing that up, because it's really impactful for the person involved as much as it is for the people who read their story. And we have hundreds of, you know, texts or Facebook messages or phone calls that have told us how much these books have changed their life or changed the life of someone they care about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to see things at a different perspective and just to know that someone else has been where you are is huge. And I always say that, you know, the reason I didn't talk about my suicide attempt for 23 years is because no one made me feel like it was okay. And if I could have picked up one of those books and read any of those stories, I could have connected with somebody and had a conversation that would have let me know that it was okay to talk about. But I think this day and age, it's becoming easier for people to have these conversations than it was, you know, 30 years ago. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that we're open to have the conversations around mental health and suicide. And the other thing I'd like to say is that all of our stories aren't about suicide. A lot of them are about abuse or addiction or other life challenges that we all go through. So if you're like, well, I'm not suicidal, I don't need that, it's more than just suicide. It's different things. It could be financial stress. We have chapters about that. We have chapters about all kinds of things. So I think they're just very helpful to people in different ways. And it's been really cool.
Are you feeling alone, lacking hope, and unsure of the future? So many people are feeling the same way. How could you not, after an unprecedented lockdown of the entire globe? The fallout has changed the normalcy we all knew. It's hard when you feel lost. And even harder when you're scared to talk about it. We are here to help. At the Realize Foundation, we provide peer-to-peer support through conversations, community, and personal stories. It is our mission to spread hope and let you know that you are not alone. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love for you to become part of our membership community to get the peer-to-peer support you need. Learn more at the call to action link for Scars to Stars membership. I look forward to seeing you in our community of kind souls.
So
I think that it was interesting in this couple days ago when I was sharing, because I shared more in this private setting, you know, about the addiction and abuse pieces of my life that led me to the moment of being suicidal. And one of the ladies there, she goes, isn't it interesting afterwards how we meet someone where they are right now and we make assumptions about their life, you know? Mm-hmm. So someone that meets me today, they're going to think, oh, her life is perfect. Nothing ever goes wrong, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's happy. She's joyful. She's never had to endure anything hard. And the reality is I've just overcome so much. And in that freedom that I have gained, with my walk with the Lord, I totally live from peace, love, and joy, and I'm unoffendable. People can't offend me, you know, at this stage. And I'm so free of myself that I'm free of everyone else. I don't feel any kind of an impact when someone has a negative response to me or insult or anything. I mean, it's just a realization of the level of understanding we get when we have communion with our Father in heaven. And that is powerful in and of itself, you know, but it was a journey to get there. It didn't happen overnight for me. Now, I will say I've met people that it happened overnight for them. And I'm like, wow, like I didn't get that ticket, you know, but I think it's amazing, whatever it is, whether it's an instant mind shift and you have a brand new growth mindset and emotionally intelligent perspective. If you get that like that, amazing. Write about it because other people have that story too, you know, but if it's not your story and it's a journey, write about it because it's a journey and other people are at different places along that path, you know. And a story that pops into my mind, Dina, as we're talking is like the passions you have as a kid, you know. So when I was little, I loved doing makeovers. Like I would dress my brothers up, which they hated, and they still remind me of it to this day. I would dress them up and make them play with me because I was the oldest. It's terrible. They probably have their own emotional trauma because of me, but it's what happened. You know, I didn't know any better. I just loved doing makeovers. And I, you know, eventually left them alone and did it with my friends or whenever family would get together. I'd be like, can I curl your hair? Can I put makeup on you? Or, you know, whatever. And then in high school, I took cosmetology my senior year and ended up going into cosmetology and working in spas and doing makeovers on people. And I was a massage therapist and I loved the environment of being able to help women feel beautiful on the outside. You know, because when they would sit in my chair, I'm beautifying the outside. But as they would talk, they're also getting to kind of be beautified on the inside, you know, because they could get things off their chest with me that they couldn't with someone else in their world. And then as I grew, you know, older and started doing Bible study, I found that my passion was helping people become beautiful on the inside. And so that childhood desire to do makeovers has really been the same theme through my whole life. It was external for a long time, and then it shifted and it became internal. And there's a Bible verse about, you know, the beauty of a quiet, gentle spirit. And that's really just the internal peace that we have is so beautiful and attractive, and helping people understand who they are, that God has fearfully and wonderfully made each and every person unique. You know, we're made individual with all this ability inside of us to inspire awe and wonder in the earth. And I think that is so awesome. And the detriment to us is that we compare ourselves to one another far too much, you know, and instead of just embracing our own passions, dreams, and stories and our journey of living well, you know, and embracing that and not comparing ourselves to anyone else's version. You know, I think if we can stop comparing, we would start to see people thrive in ways beyond our wildest dreams. And so that's my hope, Dina.
That's beautiful. Amy, you have such a contagious spirit.
Yay, Jesus.
I know. And I also want to say, like, I grew up going to church and I was involved and, you know, believed in God and all of that. And as I got older, I got further and further away, like during my college 20s era, right? And it was after my suicide attempt that my dad sent me a letter with a little silver cross that says God loves you or Jesus loves you. I don't remember the thing. It said God loves you. And it made me start reading the Bible again. And I still had probably, you know, like 10 more years before I ever experienced that personal relationship with Jesus that people talk about. Mm-hmm. But now it's like you said, it's like, nothing, my anxiety levels since then have been almost nothing. Before that, for 35 years of my life, anxiety was a major problem. Mm-hmm. I didn't always understand it, but that's, you know, depression and anxiety ruled my life most of the 35 years. And after I finally got to the point where I understood what people were saying when they said, I have this personal relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. I finally got it. And since then, the anxiety and depression have been so much different. And it's also, like you said, it's like you don't worry as much because you have this trust that God has a bigger plan than we can imagine and that he's in control, not us. And, you know, he writes about that in the Bible. Like, we can plan all we want, but it's really up to him what is going to come to fruition in our lives. And so it's.
Well, I would say to that, he's sovereign. Like, he's seated in majesty above all rule, power, and authority there. But he gives us freedom. You know, we have free will to choose. And so he has a story that he's authored over our life. It doesn't always come to fruition because we choose not to partner with him. You know, and so what I find is we have all these religious things that we say in church lingo, you know, in traditions of church, but they aren't always true. You know, and that's part of my journey after my suicidal night was learning to study the Bible. And I was like, that's what it says, or that's what it means, when I learned how to look it up in the original language. Be like, well, that's not what I was told. You know, and so then I became hungry for the word because I'm like, what else am I believing that's not true? You know, and they're just things that people do with good intentions, you know, but they're mistruths, you know, which is lies. And so we have all these false beliefs surrounding who God is and how he functions in our life. You know, and the beauty of what Jesus did after he died on the cross and he rose, he spent 40 days with the disciples. And in that, at the end of the 40 days, they obviously didn't want him to leave, but he said, I have to leave so that the Comforter will come. And Jesus had to leave so the Holy Spirit would live inside of us. You know, and we often just dismiss that like it's not real or it's untrue or it's so confusing, you know, and we don't connect. But when we connect with the fact that God loves us so much that not only did he pay the penalty for our sin, you know, now he's given us himself, and we get to learn how to live and co-create with him in the earth, these lives, you know, and it's amazing when you can find a community of people that will help you really learn and understand that and figure out ways to talk to the Lord, but also to be quiet and listen because he is chatty. People will be like, oh, God doesn't talk to me like he talks to you. And I'm like, here's the deal. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice. So if you're a child of God, you have the opportunity to know his voice. That means he's speaking to you. You know, most of the time, we're just not listening. That was the story of my life. I wasn't listening, or I would hear thoughts and be like, that must not be for me, because it was way more than I was ready to receive at the time. And I think that God is speaking in so many ways to us all the time, through people, through a video you come across on YouTube, through a song, through his word, through church community, through a circumstance like suicide. You know, whatever it is, God will get our attention if we're willing to say, who are you and do you really love me? And he will show you all the ways that he is amazing beyond our wildest dreams and that he loves us with a love we can't even fathom, you know. And then he begins to take you on a journey of healing. And one of my favorite verses in Romans chapter 12, the whole chapter really, but verse 2 says that we're to be transformed by a renewing of our mind. You know, so when we change the way that we think and we get the perspective of heaven, everything changes. You know, and so that verse became kind of a life verse for me like 7 years ago. And I was just like, show me what I don't understand about how I think wrongly, you know, so that I could get good thinking. Because then when I'm thinking rightly, I see him rightly, and then I see me rightly, and then I see other people rightly. And it just becomes this natural thing. You know, you naturally just like people. You naturally like life. You naturally love. You love the mountains. You look at them and you're in awe and majesty of the mountains. You know, I go to the ocean. I'm like, this is amazing. There are secrets in there that people can't see, you know, and there's fish that we haven't even discovered yet. And there's beauty, you know, and in the mountains, there's beauty, you know, and we start to see, wow, there's something bigger than me. And I think that's the biggest thing that helps us walk through and overcome in the mental health journey is there's so much more to this world than me.
That is so true. Well, I think this conversation has been awesome. Maybe it will open someone's eyes to maybe something they had a false belief around, or, you know, haven't discovered that joy in faith like you and I have. And I think it's definitely, there is no way I can explain why I am here other than God saved me.
Yeah. So. Because he loves you, and look at what you're doing. You're helping other people encounter his love.
Yeah.
That's why he saved you.
You're making me emotional, Amy. But I do want to just say to anyone listening, like, if this is something that you're like, I don't believe in that, or I don't understand that, reach out to either one of us. We'd be happy to talk to you more about it. And also, if you're wanting to learn more about our organization or wanting to explore writing your story in one of our books, you can go to our website. It's realizedfoundation.org. You can find some resources there. You can find, you know, we have a ton of these conversations on our YouTube channel, and we're on all social media. And you can go to the Scars to Stars page, and you can find a video with Eric there, who wrote in book 3, talking about his experience. And then you can fill out the form and just explore the option of what it would look like for you to join our community and write in one of our books. So I hope to see you there. I hope to hear from you. And Amy, thank you so much for your time today and having this conversation with me.
Yeah, thanks, Tina.
We'll see you guys around. I'm so happy you joined us for this conversation. My wish is that you found comfort and hope in your own unique situation. If you resonated with our message, please head over to therealizedfoundation.org, where you can apply to write your own story in one of our books. You can also download our 60 Ideas for Self-Care on the resources page. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, you are not alone, you are worthy, and you are enough.